A very good morning to you all, and welcome to the first of 12 morning reflections that will lead us through to Easter. Today is Monday, 30th March 2020. I am Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong, Minister of New Potentate Church of Scotland. Listen for the Word of God, as it is written in the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 10. Verse 17 to 20. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Dear friends, when the 72 returned from their evangelistic mission, they were jubilant that they had succeeded and about the success they had achieved in the name of Jesus. And with such joy, they said to Jesus Christ, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." Jesus replied to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." And then he confirmed that he had given them authority to walk upon snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will hurt them. We remember from our Bible lessons that this warfare and trampling of the serpent by the people of God is prefigured in God's judgment on the serpent in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." The point of the text is the authority Jesus has given to his disciples to trample on the power of the devil. While it is acknowledged that the devil and his forces have power, that is, ability and means, the disciples of Jesus have what is in the Greek exousia, authority, which not only includes ability, capability, might, power, but also freedom of choice, the right to act, and even to decide. Jesus' disciples have the absolute backing of God Almighty for their part in this war. That is what authority means in this case. And then at verse 19b of our text, "Nothing shall by any means hurt you." It promises safety in the midst of adversity. This is a very beautiful passage, which no doubt gives us great comfort in a world where we constantly have to grapple with demonic confrontations. Think of the scandalous statistics of drug abuse, the disregard of family and marriage values, and even human sexuality as have been instituted and created by God. Think of the cynical wickedness of pornographers, the unforeseen sickness that besets us, such as cancer and the most recent COVID-19 virus. How comforting to hear again from the mouth of Jesus, "I saw the forces of darkness and evil defeated. The citadel of Satan is now stormed and the kingdom of God is on the way." In this understanding, Jesus knew that the death blow to Satan and all his powers had been struck, no matter how long his final conquest would be delayed. But Jesus went on to warn his disciples against pride and overconfidence in their ability to defeat the devil and his cohorts. "You have had your triumphs. Keep yourselves from pride, because by that tragedy fell the chief of all the angels, and he was cast from heaven. It is true that they were given all power, or all the powers, to trample upon their enemies, but their greatest glory was that their names were written in heaven. So in what sense are the disciples of Jesus protected against the vicious attacks of their temporal and spiritual enemies? Now, friends, I strongly believe Jesus meant that we would be able to defeat the enemy in this life, and that we would be able to be healed from all our diseases and sicknesses in this life. But he was speaking more about spiritual safety when he said, "Nothing shall by any means hurt us." That is why he qualified his earlier statement of giving us authority over demons with the words, "But do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven." In other words, the disciples of Jesus may suffer injury and death, but nothing can really harm their essential being. And if they have kept their allegiance to him by witnessing on his behalf, even if they die physically, they can be sure that their names will be written in heaven. What a wonderful promise, my dear friend. We can come up against the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We can get healed from dreadful diseases and even pandemics. And though they may be able to kill our physical bodies, they can never separate us from God and from the love of God. That is why the Apostle Paul asked the Corinthians, "Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love?" Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry, or destitute or in danger, or threatened with death? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Gracious Father, we are thankful for your mercy, for your love, and for your great compassion. Help us never to be so sophisticated in our Christianity that we miss the most important thing, your absolute grace to us in writing our names in your book of life. Bless all those who have come to you this morning with open hearts to learn from your word. Heal the sick, inform the ignorant, and strengthen the weak in body, mind, or spirit. In Jesus' powerful and awesome name, we pray. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. May the Lord bless you, watch over you, and keep you safe. Amen.